Well, now we're going to take a step in the other direction, into the past, back when communications were handled by much bulkier and much noisier machines. Here's today's sound clip.
My name is Will Everett. I'm a freelance radio producer living on South Padre Island, Texas. When I was in fifth grade back in 1978, teletypes were nothing new. They had been around for a couple decades. And as these teletypes were being phased out, classrooms were adopting them for math drills and spelling quizzes and things like that. And one day this big teletype appeared in the back of our classroom. It had this unique clattery teletype sound, and when it printed out things, it released this smell of machine grease that even to this day evokes that memory of what we considered high technology. And of course, everyone loved sitting down at the teletype. We couldn't get enough of those math drills because it meant dialing up to the central computer, putting the handset of the telephone into the cradle of the teletype, and watching this big clunky machine whirl into action. It had a punch paper reader on the side, and it created a ticker tape of punched paper that would spool out of the machine to record whatever was being printed at the time. I guess I just like to hear that familiar mechanical hum and remember what technology sounded like back in 1978. Because back then, this was the future.
The sound of a teletype machine at work from Will Everett of South Padre Island, Texas. Gizmos, gadgets, widgets, and wheels all qualify as sound clips. If you have any of those things that would surprise or amaze us, then please tell us about it at npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.